Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right, every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, a big thank you to John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, our presenting sponsors. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, we thank them for getting us on the air tonight. And a big thank you to Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman. You know, they gave me a whole segment there to pump up this show. Not only that, but also pump up what is a big announcement for us. And we're very proud of this. And this does not happen without the station and everybody at ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 over there. So I hope they understand that I know they're invested in this with us. And that is, we will have the live call of the Houston Dynamo FC Dallas on the radio on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Saturday, 2:30 to 4:30, and then from 4:30 to 5, it will be a post-match call-in show. So we'll want you to call in at 713-780-3776. If this kind of English language game call and programming is important to you, I would love to hear from you tonight at 713-780-3776 so that we know we're with Soccer Matters here and Danish Inspirations, Modern Contemporary Furniture, and Stressless that we're doing the right thing. Eddie and I will be on the call. We're trying to keep consistency there. And we want to give an English language option to Dynamo fans. Now, prior to Saturday, we know the Dynamo are already going to be playing in Los Angeles. They're probably just landing in L.A. right now on a charter flight. They essentially had one training session this week in between the 1-1 draw with Columbus. We can talk about that. 713-780-3776. So I do hope that you'll tune in this weekend. These things make a difference. We support the sponsors, and we continue to try to push the game forward in the media. But, you know, I'll tell you what just occurred there in that last segment with AJ and Fred, if those guys don't embrace me as the main guys at the station, along with, you know, some of the other programming, it's very tough. I mean, you think of the times they've mentioned soccer, just because I'm fortunate enough to be behind them. But this is part of the game for getting more soccer coverage, is you have to have people that respect it. You know, I don't expect AJ and Fred to love soccer. I don't expect them to be sitting around watching games or even maybe understand half the stuff I'm mentioning. The fact that their interest is there, they're genuine with their interest. They respect that the sport is global. And it's just like me with other sports. I may not like them and watch them all the time, but I certainly have respect for the athletes, the popularity of the game, those kind of things. So this has been the great thing about my experience at this radio station when Dave got me to come over there. I'm really excited about this weekend. In a sense, it is a Soccer Matters production. A lot of it's on me. And then we get the sponsorship in, and a great friend of mine who loves the game of soccer and is selling a lot of contemporary furniture. That's Danish Inspirations, Modern Contemporary Furniture. People are spending money on furniture, I can tell you that, after talking to Yan, because they're trying to upgrade the things at the house. They're spending more time at the house. We're going to do some fun kind of things. If you go in the store in game, we're going to do a raffle for a Stressless lounge chair. But you'll hear from Yan Christensen a little bit later. So that's where we're at. All right, let's get into UEFA Champions League group stage match day two today. Group A, Bayern Munich were 2-1 winners over Lokomotiv Moscow. That was, I believe, in Russia. So you remember when Leon Goretzka signed for Bayern? What a signing. He scores off a header, a tremendous buildup. Pavard kind of leaping in the air, spears a cross in, and Goretzka comes out of midfield like we see him coming late for the header, and then Kimmich with the other one. So 2-1 winners there. Atletico Madrid, Cholismo. All right, it was 2-2 with Red Bull Salzburg, and then it's a late goal from Joao Felix. And remember, Red Bull Salzburg's coach is Jesse Marsh. Now, you think about what that means to us in American coaching, that Jesse Marsh is in the Champions League coaching Red Bull Salzburg. Nobody's ever done that. No American. So that's a big one. Group B, Shakhtar Donetsk of the Ukraine, who had just beaten Real Madrid in the round prior, match day one. 0-0 with Inter Milan, Lukaku off the bar. Mönchengladbach, this one hurt. I mentioned this to Fred and AJ. They got a 2-0 lead. They should be up 3 or 4 nothing. And then they give up two goals. Thuram had staked them to a two-goal lead. Then Benzema in the 87th and Casemiro in stoppage time. The Casemiro goal, I will tell you, you may not like Sergio Ramos. You do if you're a Real Madrid fan. But he gets up on a key header to keep this play alive. The guy is a gamer. No matter what you think about him, he is an absolute gamer. And he sets Casemiro up, and they get a very, very big point. Very big for Real Madrid. Group C, Porto 2-0 over Olympiakos of Greece. Hey, I played against Olympiakos. How about that? In New York once. Covered, man, I thought I was pretty tall as a center back. I was 6'2". I covered, what was his name? Got involved in a scandal post-career. I'm going to have to come up with the name, but he was on their World Cup squad. Big center forward, about 6'5" or 6", and was always trying to back me in. It was really fun playing against him and that team. Marseille 0, Manchester City 3, Torres, Duan, Sterling, and then high marks for Ruben Diaz and Laporte. Very solid from a defensive standpoint. That coming from the coach Pep Guardiola. Group D, Atalanta 2, Ajax 2, Zapata 2 for Atalanta. Who went deep in the Champions League last year, Tadic and Traore for Ajax. That was the first ever meeting between those two teams. And I would imagine they're fighting for second place in the group behind Liverpool, who got a 2-0 win over Midtjylland, Denmark, Hota and Salah in that one. So a lot happening. Let's talk about the Dynamo now. 1-1 with the Columbus Crew. We called this on Channel 55. Now, but by the way, tomorrow night we will be on Channel 55. Eddie Robinson and I. That's the Late Late Show. 9 o'clock pregame. 9:30, the game call. So that'll be a late night game coming from Banc of California Stadium. Carlos Vela is expected to play again. So Bob Bradley in LAFC are going to kind of ease him in and get him his minutes so that they can make this playoff run. Now, a lot of the storyline is, hey, LAFC, you know, last year dominating, getting knocked out, right? Well, now it's LAFC growing as the season comes along, and we all know about the playoff run in Major League Soccer. We've witnessed it. We felt it with the Houston Dynamo over, many years ago, that these runs are always a possibility. If you time things right. Now, a lot of people are feeling LAFC may be timing it right. They are young. They do have some defensive frailties. We'll talk about that. But back to the Dynamo 1-1 with the Crew. The Dynamo played well this night. Dominated the proceedings. And you can call me and tell me what you thought. 713-780-3776. 20 shots. Columbus had one shot on goal. Memo Rodriguez in the 37th. Own goal in the second half. Was the equalizer. But the Dynamo in the final third couldn't execute. And it's frustrating. You could see how frustrated Todd Ramos was. He doesn't normally give a lot away emotionally or with gestures. He was frustrated because he's watching this in the first half going, we have to cash in during our best times. I mean, that's the bottom line in this game. During your best times, when you're pressuring opponents, when you're creating chances, you got to take your goals. And the Dynamo dominate in all categories of this. But to say this is anything less than a disappointment, you don't take the 3 points, is just putting on a pair of orange glasses. This was a disappointment not to take the 3 points. And believe me, Todd Ramos was disappointed, and you get it real from him. You're not getting the sugar-coated, oh, my team played great when they didn't. This is a coach that's a realist. He's authentic. He tells it like it is, and I find it just so ridiculously refreshing because there's just so much smoke and mirrors in sports now with coaches and everything. I think it's very healthy. I think players know where they stand. Victor Cabrera has been an upgrade at the center back position. He's been replacing Kiki Struna. Now, Kiki Struna has a contract through 2022, and he's well paid. Cabrera has added to the distribution side of it, and I mean the tempo, getting the ball off his feet quickly. You get the ball off your feet quickly out of the back and to people in front of you in midfield. You get it to them quickly, then they have more time on the ball. They got an extra yard before being closed down. This is big. Minor Figueroa was next to Cabrera. Nico Hansen getting the start over Ari Lassiter. We'll see if that happens again. Potentially could, I guess. I thought Nico Hansen brought some juice, some energy. He brought a level of directness and threat behind defenses. So the Dynamo probably getting to their hotel tonight. They'll have all day to prepare for the game. They take on LAFC tomorrow. Carlos Vela, again, expected to get minutes in this one on the youthful Bob Bradley team. And again, Tab Ramos mentioning to me that, LAFC, they're positioning this as timing it right. Well, Tab told me that, we get a result here, confidence. We go and take it from Dallas. We get into the playoffs. There's possibility. And that is the way Major League Soccer works. That said, in the context of the bigger picture to Dynamo fans who have suffered a lot, let's face it, one playoff appearance in I think the last six or so seasons. But that's not on Todd Ramos. He can't correct the past. He can only correct the present now with what he has, and he's going to have to ultimately get this roster in a place where he likes it. And don't for a New York minute believe that he doesn't know who he wants to keep around and probably not keep around. I would think that becomes pretty clear at this point. He's spent enough time around these players. Okay, so I've always wanted to kind of find out a little bit more about contracts and length of contracts, who's in contract and who's out of contract, things like that. So there's a place I know a lot of people go, Transfer Market. And I'm assuming the information here is pretty accurate. So there are 14 Dynamo players out of contract at December 31st. Michael Nelson, a goalkeeper, Alejandro Fuenmayor, Minor Figueroa, Kyle Adams, who's spent his time down at RGV, Sam Junqua, who, by the way, taken advantage of his opportunities, no question. Darwin Seren, Boniac Garcia, Nico Lemoine, Tomas Martinez, Marcelo Palomino, apparently, according to this, just signed a one-year deal. Ari Lassiter, who's on loan, his loan will expire. Nico Hansen, Christian Ramirez, Michael Salazar, Wilfried Zahibo. Zahibo still has not gotten himself to a place where he's getting on the field for the Dynamo, and he was expected to bring a big edge. He got injured very early in his first start. Memo Rodriguez signed a new deal. Mateo Bahamic signed a two-year deal. And Mauro Minotas is under contract through 2021. Now, we don't know what the options are on these players, so there is information that's not here. But this is the kind of stuff we want to talk about, to find out who you would want to keep if you were playing GM and who you would want to move on and where the needs of the team are. I mean, this is something everybody does in all other sports, and we don't seem to really want to embrace this. I don't know if it's because our salary cap and salaries may be not similar to the NBA and the NFL. I don't know what it is, but maybe you can tell me. 713-780-3776. Who stays? Who goes? Who do you want around in the future? So interesting stuff to begin to ponder, and I think we'll ponder this even more once the season's over. when we, you know, begin to think about what's going to happen next year. Now, the LA Galaxy, not sure how they're going to go about it, but the last game they played with Jordan Harvey, Segura, Murillo. Now, Murillo's the Colombian who's been brought in to kind of give him an edge and help them defensively. El Munir was the right back. Cifuentes, Atuesta, Janela, Diego Rossi, Musovski. Now, Musovski has taken over for Carlos Vela along with Bradley Wright Phillips. He's got like four goals now. He's kind of come out of nowhere. And then Brian Rodriguez. So that's the lineup they used in their last game. Carlos Vela got minutes. LAFC, like most teams in MLS, has had adversity this year. No question. And I think you can really only point to a couple of teams over the course of this season that has somehow been able to find consistency. And I'm going to be honest, I can't even sit here and tell you that I know the challenges of these coaches. I'm not down to training. I do know the unbelievable amount of protocol energy that has to be spent and the focus and concentration that comes with that. It's not easy to move around. It's not easy to have training sessions. You're constantly getting tested. And in some ways, you might say this is a bigger coaching job than ever. And that's why when, you know, people were going to try to yank the supporter shield, you just said, wait a minute. I mean, that's dishonoring the coaches, the players, the fans, this nonsense of the fans having to be at the stadium to be supportive. I mean, I guess maybe, you know, maybe you can tell me, 713-780-3776. Do you think some fans have faded away from Major League Soccer just because of this whole COVID thing? I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes. I think for some, they've faded away. They don't have the ability to get to the stadium. And I get that sense in a couple of markets talking to people that, you know, if you're out of sight, out of mind, and you're not, and you're about the social and being at the stadium, you're hurting. You may not be watching all the games on TV. You may not even be calling into this radio show, because I can tell you Dynamo fans aren't calling into this show. Those of you that are out there, I hope it's different on Saturday. I hope you tune in. All right. Bartomeu has resigned. The Wicked Witch is dead. All right. We'll come back. We'll talk some Clasico. Great story about Zach Steinberger. That will be in segment number three. Jan Christensen will join me then as well. When we come back, it'll be Matias Vera. Great young midfielder for the Dynamo. He was the player of the year last year. Great interview with him. Looking forward to bringing Matias on the program here. So you can hear from him and kind of get the stories of some of these guys and the way they grew up in the game. And we'll get some thoughts on him about LAFC as well. Take a break here. A big thank you to NB Elite Realty and Nebo Bandovich, the former goal scorer for the Houston Hotshots. He wants you to have financial freedom through real estate investing. He finished his career. He went on to build a real estate investing empire. He's got a multi-million dollar portfolio. He wants to teach you how to do the same. You can follow Nebo at Nebo Bandovich on Instagram, NEBANDOVIC. You'll get daily investment tips, secrets, more information on how to be mentored by the master himself through his VIP program, at Nebo Bandovich on Instagram. Peter Tosh and Mick Jagger, Walk and Don't Look Back. So if you just put your
hand in mine, ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
I'm Tyler Adams, and you are listening to Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis on ESPN 97.5.
Deeper from Koke this time. Ramelow was there again. Lamar, João Félix! That's why he's considered the talisman. Such an important goal for Atletico Madrid.
Still Valentin, Hansen.
Space on the right side now. Minota's peeling off to the far post. Rodriguez getting in there as well. Shot off the post and stuffed in by Lino Rodriguez. It is 1-0 Houston Dynamo. The Dynamo caught the team shape of Columbus out. They went with conviction. They get the game's first goal.
Joel Felix, the game winner, 3-2 over Red Bull Salzburg, and that was Memo Rodriguez's fifth of the year. The lone goal for the Dynamo on a night they don't get it done in the final third, but dominate in every other category of that game. So let's keep the Dynamo talk rolling here. The Dynamo will be at LAFC tomorrow night, Channel 55, 9 o'clock pregame, and then 9:30 will be the game call. So tune in tomorrow night if you want to watch your Houston Dynamo. And then on Saturday, we have this wonderful opportunity to bring you an English language radio right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from 2:30 to 5. The Dynamo FC Dallas will do a post-game call-in show. It'll stream on ESPN975.com. That'll be presented by Soccer Matters and Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture and Stressless. Right now, Dynamo midfielder, he was the team MVP last year from Merlo, Argentina, the name Mati Vera.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters, brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. A big thank you to John and his firm for being the presenting sponsors of this show and a wonderful opportunity to catch up. He's been the captain for the Houston Dynamo this year, exceptional in midfield, Matias Vera. We also have Edgar Valise of the Houston Dynamo, who is going to be translating. So I would just say, Matias, maybe describe the season up to this point.
Bueno, buenas tardes, gracias. Nada, creo que es una temporada irregular para nosotros. Creo que de lo que es resultados, creo que no pudimos mantener una racha que pudimos conseguir de victorias. Y bueno, creo que eso es lo que hoy marca en la tabla de posición la irregularidad en el juego la regularidad en el juego y en los resultados que hace que hoy no estemos dentro del objetivo que nosotros queremos.
Glenn, thanks for having me on. If I had to put it in one word, I'd say irregular for different reasons, right? But I think when you look at our season overall, we definitely needed to string more victories together to have us in a better spot to where we want to be, which is the postseason. And you see it on the table now. We're not where we want to be, and that's a product of just not stringing along enough victories in a row.
Matias, do you feel that the midfield is more cohesive this year? It's more together than it has been in the past with you, Darwin, and Memo.
Bueno, la verdad que creo que es un trabajo que viene en crecimiento, que lo venimos mejorando. Memo por ahí en una posición en la que habitualmente no venía jugando y creo que lo está haciendo muy bien, aportando tanto en lo defensivo como en lo ofensivo. Y bueno, creo que eso es algo para remarcar, algo que el técnico creo que busca y que quiere, encontrar un equilibrio en el medio defensivo, pero también a la vez encontrar en los dos internos esa agresividad hacia el ataque. Y bueno, creo que lo hemos venido mejorando en el transcurso de los partidos y esperemos que cada vez se vaya aceitando eso y lo podamos hacer de mejor manera para poder ayudar al equipo.
Yeah, Glenn, definitely. I think when you look at everyone in the midfield right now, it's kind of a work in progress. We're almost at a finished product because look at Memo specifically. He's playing in a new position, a position he wasn't playing in last year. So a lot's being asked of him, a lot is being asked of all of us. We try to keep a good balance, but we always want to remain aggressive, whether that's offensively, defensively. We want to just remain aggressive for the whole match and kind of also find that balance between the two. Because our role is primarily to help the team, whether that's offensively or defensively, we're going to be there for the team.
He's Matias Vera. He joins us. Last year, he was a team MVP for the Houston Dynamo. He was outstanding in his debut season, adapting to Major League Soccer. Matias, one thing that I always notice is just your level of professionalism, your focus. It really comes through when I call these games. Where did these great professional habits get nurtured and maybe learned from you?
No, bueno, creo que que bueno, eso lo va formando situaciones que va teniendo uno como profesional y las vivencias que uno va teniendo desde muy chico. Yo lo baso en que soy una persona muy competitiva. Desde muy chico, nosotros por ahí los sudamericanos estamos acostumbrados a desde muy chicos ser muy competitivos, y eso es lo que la manera en la que nos vamos criando. Y bueno, creo que es algo también que nace de mí, ¿no? De siempre querer ganar, de siempre querer ser competitivo y estar a la altura del lugar que me toque estar siempre.
And that comes from a few different things. I guess notably, if I had to wind it down to two, it'd be just general experience as a professional, and then also just lessons I've learned in life. When I look at the competitive side, and when people ask me about how am I so competitive, why am I so competitive, that comes from just my upbringing and wanting to be the best, wanting to be successful. And that's something that's kind of ingrained in us as youth in South America. So you see it around the continent, and it's definitely something that I grew up with and that has carried over to my time here with the team.
Matias Vera joining us. Growing up in Argentina, is there kind of a circle of, hey, this is a football country, you know, you've got to live up to it. Is there that kind of feeling when you're a kid?
No, bueno, es como te decía, ¿no? Uno va teniendo diferentes vivencias dentro de lo que es el fútbol profesional, pero ya de más chico uno va teniendo esa vivencia de que hay que ser muy competitivo, de que el que gana es mejor que el que pierde, y bueno, ese ambiente en el que uno va creciendo, lamentablemente, llevando a diferentes situaciones, ¿no? Porque el que gana es mejor y el que pierde no lo es, y la gente que es muy apasionada en el fútbol se lo toma de tal manera, son muy extremistas, entonces es muy difícil, pero bueno, por eso uno es muy competitivo y entiende de que en el fútbol, para lograr ciertos objetivos, entre comillas, el resultado es el que manda, pero bueno, ese es un proceso en el que uno va trabajando y va entendiendo y va viendo también cómo en diferentes países la cosa va es diferente y se puede llevar de otra manera también.
Glenn, it's definitely day to day in terms of it follows us. It's something where you don't have to be a professional for it to follow you. It kind of takes over the country. There's a big competitive spirit amongst the fans. The players, everybody just wants to win, and that kind of dictates the mood, whether of the neighborhood or the general environment. And that competitive spirit is challenging, right, in the sense that people don't know how to take defeat very well. So that then causes other issues, and then everybody just wants to be the best. And unfortunately, you're in a situation where there can only be one team that's successful. So everyone, how they navigate that is very different. And that's kind of how we see leading to where we are right now as a country.
Who was his favorite Argentine footballer in history? And he can't say Maradona.
No, bueno, a mí, obviamente, que Messi es un referente del fútbol que bueno, que trasciende todo, ¿no? Pero a mí hay un jugador que siempre me gustó de muy chico, que lo admiré, que lo admiré mucho, es Javier Mascherano. Es un jugador que siempre me gustó por la posición, por cómo vivía el fútbol, por cómo traspasaba la pantalla más allá de un partido. Uno siempre se sentía identificado con la manera de jugar, con la manera de transmitir que él tenía, y eso es algo que siempre me gustó, me marcó, que no solamente pasaba en la cancha, que también transmitía eso, que traspasaba la pantalla y toda la gente se sentía identificada con la manera que él tenía de llevar un partido adelante.
Glenn, I think the easy answer would definitely be Messi, just an icon in the game back home in Argentina. But when I also look at some of the players that I idolized as a kid, Javier Mascherano stands out just due to his approach, his view of the game. And when you would see him play, you would feel like you're right there. You would be able to kind of read him as a person, the way he just kind of approached the game. It was very much something that went beyond the screen. You could kind of feel the intensity, his approach to wanting to succeed. So he definitely stands out.
Matty, what is some of the favorite things for you about playing in Major League Soccer, which would be different from the way of Chicago or O'Higgins and the game in South America?
No, bueno, la verdad que lo rico de jugar en esta liga, yo creo que es mucho la posibilidad que tenés de enfrentarte a jugadores que realmente tienen una trayectoria muy buena, que han pasado por clubes muy, muy ricos y poderosos del fútbol. Entonces, creo que la competencia, la competitividad que uno tiene, cómo se tiene que preparar uno, cómo te hace mejorar siempre, cómo siempre tenés que estar preparado para resolver diferentes situaciones y creo que eso es lo lindo del fútbol, ¿no? Poder competir con los mejores jugadores y creo que esta liga te da esa posibilidad.
And the top thing would definitely have to be the parity. This is a league that's very competitive, a league where any team will bring out the best in you, so you have to prepare at your best at all times throughout the whole year. There's no game where you could take off. I mean, as a professional, you don't ever take a game off, but everyone will drive you to just prepare at your best because anyone can catch you on a good day, and just the parity is unmatched. So that would definitely be one of the things that stands out.
Matias Vera, he's a fixture in midfield for the Houston Dynamo. We're thankful that he's joined us tonight on Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Matias, this game against LAFC poses a lot of challenges, a very high-scoring team, a lot of skilled technical players. Anything in your mind, positionally and as a midfield, that you must do against LAFC on Wednesday?
No, bueno, sabemos la dificultad del partido y también por el momento en que nosotros estamos atravesando, ¿no? De necesidad de conseguir el triunfo. La verdad que yo mirándolo de mi posición, lo que realmente siento en lo que tengo que estar preparado para este partido es poder manejar bien las intervenciones mías y bien las transiciones en cuanto a mi manejo de recuperación y de tenencia. Creo que ese va a ser una parte fundamental de lo que haga el equipo nuestro, tanto defensivamente como para poder que nuestros delanteros puedan generar el mayor peligro, con obviamente sabiendo las debilidades de ellos y cómo podemos lastimarlo, ¿no? Que son con las transiciones, los espacios, porque es un equipo que mantiene mucho la tenencia de pelota y creo que si somos inteligentes a la hora de recuperar y atacarlos en los espacios que ellos dejan, creo que podemos hacer daño.
Then we know this is a very challenging team. We also find ourselves in a very difficult position. This is pretty much must win for us as we navigate the rest of the year. So in terms of what I have to do and what I will focus on is just managing the transitions. We know how LAFC likes to approach the game, so I want to do my role to win the ball, put our forwards, put the rest of the team in a good spot to attack, find those empty spaces that they may have just due to their approach to the game, and do our best to just make sure we walk out of there with the 3 points.
Is this the kind of game, and this will be the last question, is this the kind of game against that opponent with those players, with their reputation, that if you were to win, could platform you maybe into the playoffs and deeper?
Sí, obvio que sí, obvio que anímicamente sería algo muy importante para el equipo, porque creo que hace varios partidos que el equipo viene teniendo un buen juego y no lo puede ver reflejado en el resultado. Entonces creo que un triunfo sería algo muy importante para el equipo y obviamente que sería ese envión que necesitamos para intentar ganar estos 3 partidos que quedan y ver si podemos clasificar a los playoffs.
Absolutely, Glenn. Just given how both teams are coming into this game, for our confidence, it would be massive to pick up the 3 points and then tackle the next challenge, because it just doesn't get any easier, right? I mentioned earlier the parity, and it will be a challenge for the rest of the season, and we're up for it.
Matias, thank you very much for coming on the program. Don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you on again.
Thank you. Muchas gracias.
De nada. My Spanish is not very good. Thank you very much, Matias, for that talented young midfielder for the Houston Dynamo. He will be in action against LAFC. That game, a pregame show, 9 o'clock on Channel 55, 9:30, the kickoff. So tune in to see Matias Vera, the Houston Dynamo, against LAFC. You win that game, There's no telling what can happen. We'll take a break here. It's brought to you by John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. More to come on Soccer Matters.
All right, so a big thank you to Matthias Vera and a big thank you to all of you that have tuned in here tonight. We'll take a quick break here before we do. Lustav Vermouth, get a little Spain in your life. Lustav Vermouth is fun, whether over ice with tonic water or club soda, or my favorite paired with your favorite gin and a gin and tonic with an orange peel and a few drops of lime juice. It's refreshing. The Rojo has hints of caramel and cola. The Rojo is great in a Manhattan or Negroni, or the Rosé with a hint of vanilla or white with rosemary. Both great in gin and tonics. Lustav Vermouth, ask for it at your local liquor store. Big thank you to our good friend and last year's player of the year for the Houston Dynamo, Matthias Vera. We'll take a break when we come back. The great Dane Jan Christensen. A couple of more news and notes for you as we roll on here with Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Always presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Hi, this is Adam Lundquist from the Houston Dynamo, and thank you for listening to Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis.
Thank you for that, Adam. Adam Lundquist will serve the second game of his suspension against LAFC, so he will not be available. So we'll see who Sam Junk will likely, the guy who will be the left back for the Houston Dynamo in that one. The Dynamo, again, will take on LAFC tomorrow night. That game, 9 o'clock. Is our pregame show on Channel 55. Join Eddie Robinson and myself, and then 9:30 we'll have the game call. And then on Saturday, it's big, and we're really looking forward to doing this. Danish Inspirations, modern contemporary furniture, Jan Christensen, and Stressless, one of his great lounge chairs, one of which I have, are going to be co-sponsoring with Soccer Matters, and we're going to bring you that game from 2:30 to 4:30 on 92.5, 97.5, and streaming on ESPN975.com. So on all platforms, it'll be before the Texas A&M Aggies game, and we're going to do a half-hour post-game call-in show. So we're really hoping you're going to support this, and we bring on the great Dane himself right now. Jan Christensen joins us. Jan, how are you?
Hey, Glenn, how good, man? How are you doing here?
Huh? I'm good. On behalf of myself, I want to thank you and Danish Inspirations, Modern Contemporary Furniture, and Stressless for partnering with us, Soccer Matters, and really helping bring us bring this game to the air for Dynamo fans and soccer fans on Saturday when the Dynamo take on FC Dallas.
Yeah, man, I really hope that people support this game and watch it on TV and listen to you, Glenn. It's been a tough time, and now we at least we have some encouragement once in a while with a game like this coming up, you know, which I like to call the local derby here, you know.
Local derby, again, it's 2:30 to 4:30. You can catch it on the radio in English language. The whole idea behind this was the fact that we simply, wanted to have an English language local call option for you, the Dynamo fans, and for soccer fans. So it's 2:30 to 4:30, the game, the Dynamo against FC Dallas, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. It will stream as well as on ESPN975.com. 4:30 to 5, post-game call-in show. So we're going to want you to call in with your opinions. Eddie Robinson and I will do the call of the game. It's presented by Soccer Matters, but really presented by Danish Inspirations, Modern Contemporary Furniture, and Stressless. So tell us about that combination between Danish Inspirations, Modern Contemporary Furniture, and Stressless, Jan.
Yes, Glenn. Danish Inspiration has been dealing with Stressless for almost 40 years now. And it was recently, we call it probably the most comfortable chair in the world. And of course, Stressless is out of Norway has simply, we have customers who had this chair for 25 to 35 years have had the chair. And it's approved by the American Chiropractic Association as best support cheer for your back. So since that happened, you know, our business just skyrocketed. And I contacted Stressless to say, hey, we have this big local derby going on, and I think we should sponsor it together, you know. And as they're big soccer fans as well, so they jumped on the wagon right away. You know, we're really happy to sponsor that. And at the same time, we have a chair called the Wing Chair, which is an extremely comfortable chair that the Stressless, we're offering $500 off here, you know, until November 16th. So a lot of stuff going on at Dean's Inspirations, and we're really happy through the years to support you, Glenn, and Soccer Matters, and you know, because, you know, I don't know where soccer would be here in Houston without you, man.
Well, listen, and without people that get behind the game and are so passionate from around the world like you, and there's none more passionate than you, Yan. You will give anybody a run for their money. All right, so a big thank you to Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture and Stressless. You've supported a lot of our ventures over the years, including a lot of cancer events as well. And I can't tell you how much, from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate that. But we're going to do a great job this weekend. We're going to definitely shine the light on your business. And obviously, your business has been doing well now. I do have a Stressless, and I will say that I totally agree with everything Yan said about Stressless. The only problem with my Stressless is my dog is generally sitting in it, and I've got to move my dog out of there. But it's a great chair. I've had it for a couple of years now. Absolutely love it. It's black leather and it is super comfortable. I mean, and the way it goes back and with the footrest, it's killer.
Yeah, it's a fantastic chair. And also they have really some really nice sofas as well. And now the new thing is the electric power sofas they've come out with. It's extremely, extremely comfortable. And actually, we have a little long delivery time on those right now because they have been so overwhelmed by the sales that our delivery time has gone up a little bit on it. But come in and sit in those Danish Inspirations, and they're really, really comfortable. And more power to you in those, for sure.
Yeah, and make sure when you go in, you tell... Go ahead,
Jens. I tried to get some Danish Inspirations today, Glenn, with FC Midtjylland playing Liverpool. And, you know, that was not the inspiration we wanted, but I'm so proud that a small country like Denmark can play a team, can be on the international scene like that, you know, and still gave them a run for their money.
Yeah, you beat me to it. And I was going to lead you into Midtjylland, but tell my listeners a little bit about the Danish Superliga, because, you know, we do have a lot of American players that go over there. It is a stepping stone to Europe for a lot of players. So maybe you can give us a little insight into what the Danish Superliga is like.
Yeah, I mean, the Danish Super League, you know, of course, has like everybody else, has been hit hard by the COVID. But, you know, the FC Copenhagen, which is my old team, you know, has been dominating it for years. But now FC Midtjylland is slowly to some very, very clever moves. They were partnering with Brentford in England, and they've been building a whole talent school in Denmark, and now they're slowly taking over from FC Copenhagen, and right now the team to watch from Denmark. But you know, we have a good crowd, you know, averaging about 6,000 to 8,000 people per game, and of course the big games like Brøndby playing FC Copenhagen, you know, draws 25,000 to 30,000 people when there's no COVID, of course. But it's a good, and of course what they have, like the other leagues in the world, and which we don't have in the US, is a relegation, of course. So there's always the same thing that's in all the European leagues. There's the four or five top teams, and there's four or five bottom teams that always fight for to avoid getting out of the league, you know. So all in all, it's a high quality league, and I would say it's maybe a quality step above MLS, but maybe somebody would question me on that. But I think it is just a little step above MLS.
You sure that's not loyalty to the homeland?
No, I think that you know, the MLS for me is much more physical than the Danish league is, and again, you know, there's a little difference in the technical way they play.
Maybe a little bit more emphasis on the tactics, but you know, MLS, what I hear from a lot of the players that come to the league, they like the fact that the league is open, the games are open, right? and maybe they're less tactical. So, you know, you do hear that from a lot of the players coming from South America and different places. But you go back for FC Copenhagen games a lot. Tell us what the stadium's a beautiful stadium. Tell us kind of what it's like and what the atmosphere is there and where the fans are.
Parken Stadium, it's called, in Copenhagen, the center of Copenhagen. And they've been rebuilt a couple of times since I left the country. But it's beautiful and takes about 42,000 now it takes. And to Copenhagen's game, the average is about 12,000 Copenhagen's game, you know. And it's a great atmosphere and a very beautiful field. And of course, as you know, the beautiful fields often get more technical plays than the bad fields. I think a lot of times we have bad fields here, you know, and I think that hinders some of the players as well. But we have really beautiful fields in Denmark, and I think that's and a good atmosphere at the stadium. And, you know, sometimes there's a little, when the rivalries comes up, you know, it's not always pretty to look at because they can get in a few fights. But beautiful atmosphere and always in one way or the other entertaining, I would say.
And by the way, Jan's...
It's nice you can walk to the stadium, or you can take your bicycle from the stadium from far away, you know, which is nice.
By the way, Jan is a Liverpool fan as well. Hota and Salah were the two goal scorers. Jan does go over to Hugh O'Connor's, our good friend Peter over there on I-10 near the Marquee Entertainment Center. Hugh O'Connor's is a great place for watching soccer. You go there a lot. You've been... You know, I know you've gone there before COVID. I do know they're showing games there again, but you've had a great time following Liverpool
for
the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's a great place to watch the games. So if you're a Liverpool fan or just a soccer fan in general, you know, the atmosphere is great. I watched the Champions League final there. It's incredible atmosphere and just singing the Liverpool songs and You'll Never Walk Alone and all. It's just a great place if you're a soccer fan to go. So I can only encourage everybody to go over there. And then go from there after the game to Danish Inspirations.
Everybody's got to go to Danish Inspirations. We've even done some great cancer events in there as well. Jan, I just want to ask you about between 2:30 and 4:30. I mean, I don't know if we know yet what we're going to do, but if people show up between 2:30 and 4:30 and are listening to the game, jump out of their car and come in, we're thinking about doing something special. So I guess we'll break that news a little bit later on. But... I'm just so excited for this game, and of course to call it with Eddie, and you know, to be on the production end of it as well is kind of fun, and that's made possible here by Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture and Stressless. By the way, we did the first game. I just grabbed the first game, and you know, through Soccer Matters, and we wanted to get it on the air. I called that game solo, which, you know, is a whole different animal. It's more fun having a partner there, so I'm excited. Eddie's going to be a part of this one. And we'll get this on the air. All right, what else today in the Champions League stuck out to you? What about Atletico Madrid's late game winner from João Felix?
I watched the Real Madrid game. I felt so sorry for Borussia Mönchengladbach because, I mean, that was in the 93rd minute they got that tie, you know, I think Real Madrid, they could be in some trouble here. Now, of course, the next game against Inter is going to be the big one. That's next week. And then I saw the highlights of the Atletico Madrid game, and of course that looked to be a very entertaining game from the highlights I saw.
Can't wait till tomorrow.
But it stuck out that Real Madrid again, only they have 1 point after two games now. That's kind of a little shocking. But we'll see what happens. You know, the big clubs are known to bounce back when they're under pressure.
Well, they would have been in real trouble if they didn't take this result. And to be fair, Borussia Mönchengladbach should have gotten a third and put this thing away. Sergio Ramos is part of the comeback as well, so don't forget that. Jan, listen, thank you very much again. A big thank you for coming on tonight.
Thank you, Glenn, and good luck with everything, and thank you for everything you do for soccer in Houston. Thank you.
All right. That's Jan Christensen, Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture, along with Stressless and Soccer Matters. We're going to be bringing you the radio call of the Dynamo FC Dallas on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 on Saturday, 2:30 to 5. It'll stream as well on ESPN975.com. We'll have a post-game call-in show. Eddie Robinson will join me for the call. We are really, really looking forward to that. But we're also looking forward to tomorrow night because we got to do a bit of TV tomorrow night with the Dynamo and LAFC. 9 o'clock pregame on Channel 55, and then 9:30 the game. That will be the late, late show tomorrow night. All right, we're going to come back. We've got two great interviews in the second hour. We're going to come back. I'm going to do a segment coming back, a short one. And then we're going to go to, you're not going to want to miss this, about Javier Chicharito Hernandez. Then we'll go to Kevin Baxter of the L.A. Times. Chicharito, I don't know where he is. I'm going to give you an opinion on him when we come back. And then Jordi Sunyer will take us in and out of Real Madrid's 3-1 win over Barcelona in the Clásico. We'll take a break here. The break is brought to you by Nebo Bandovic, at Nebo Bandovic on Instagram, and NB Elite Realty. Break time.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.